in the studio, and want to wish him well. But Kerbinsville, North Star tonight, and you know the old saying, Rusty, is the, and I'm sure it's in basketball and baseball and other things, most of the improvement happens between week one and two, and then you've got to keep tweaking it. So this is going to be a, I think, a big game fundamentally wise for both teams. Yeah. Kerbinsville, my concern last week in their loss to Northern Bedford was that tackling was an issue and some turnovers.
Right, right. They played very well in the first quarter and ended that with a no score on the board. And then the turnovers and, the, as you mentioned, the missed tackles in the second quarter led to 21 points for Northern Bedford, and then kind of put it out of reach there afterwards. But certainly the Tide needs to come out and play better fundamentally, and hopefully we've corrected some of those wrap them up and put them down kind of things for the team, for a very young team. So but we can only say that for another week or so, and then they got to be the team.
The big thing about Northern Bedford last week, I think, really to set the tone was when Northern Bedford scored the first touchdown in the second quarter at like 10:16 left. Kerbinsville fumbled the kickoff, and then the next play from scrimmage, North Star scored. Mm-hmm. So in 13 seconds, they put up two TDs. And that was quite a blow. The game wasn't over, but that's still in your mind and psyche.
Yeah.
And I think some of the turnovers did hurt Kerbinsville. But also, I think Northern Bedford's a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they, you can't take anything away from what they did. They set the tone on that series in the second quarter where they just marched right down the field and scored that first touchdown. The rest of it, you can dispute whether they were gifts or whatever, but they certainly did play the game well.
So it was last week, Northern Bedford 41-14. North Star beat West Branch by very much the same score, 48-14. And what we know about North Star, first time ever at Boswell. Boswell is right near Jennerstown off of 219. The field and the press box and everything here is nestled into the community in the hills here, and we've been treated very, very well. But I think this North Star team is for real. They have a huge front line on offense.
Yeah, that's going to be a big difference in this game, giving their quarterback, Casey Yoder, time to do whatever he wants to do, and that was the case against West Branch. He was 13 of 17 passing for 242 yards and five touchdowns.
Okay, so it's North Star 1-0, Kerbinsville 0-1, and we will be back with more pregame in 2 minutes. Back at North Star in Boswell. Kerbinsville last week, I think a good point was that a couple of them, Rusty, Colby Proud, a junior quarterback, held his own. I thought he kept his poise. Might have been his first start, I don't remember.
As a varsity quarterback,
yeah,
yes.
And then the running game under Reed Hawkins, who had 170 yards, or 107 rushing yards, both TDs, and Timmy Gustafson with 46 yards. Looks like they're in good hands, or at least after game one. And I think probably Brad Sopik will probably try to continue to grind it out and throw when necessary.
Yeah, certainly Reed Hawkins showed some promise. And, unfortunately, as we mentioned before, it'll be about what you can do against those big guys up front. You know, you talk about the front line of North Star. And the smallest guy was 215 on that line. And I think it went up to 255, 285, somewhere around in there. So, you know, good luck to the linemen to make things happen for the running game for Kerwinsville.
Well, on the other side, North Star, their quarterback is a senior, Casey Yoder, 13 of 17. That's pretty good week one. But the big thing, out of those 13 receptions, he almost had 20 yards a catch. He had 242 yards,
yeah,
throwing and 5 TDs. So we know that the secondary is going to be tested. Running, their leading carrier was Will Eshelman, who is not playing tonight. He had 28 rushing yards. But they got four receivers in Ace Colson, Xavier Scott, John Michael Stelzer, and then Max Priestess, a sophomore. They got some receivers that Kerbal's going to really have to contend to and pay attention
to.
Yeah,
there were five guys on that receiving corps that did a good job. And, Dave, I don't know whether you saw it or whether you skipped it or not, but I had Yoder for 11 carries as well for 92 yards on the ground.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
And
he averaged 8
yards a carry. Rushing touchdowns, yeah. So he was responsible for well over 300 yards of offense himself in last week's game against West Branch.
Yoder is a 6'2", 200-pound senior. By the way, this is Shane Smith, the head coach at Northstar for the Cougars. This is his first year head coach, first ever head coach job. And it is his fifth year with the program here at Northstar. And we are right next to the public address, and we've been through this before, so our nerves aren't too shattered right now.
Yeah, we'll make do. And yeah, I heard that Yoder was a 3-year starter for Northstar, so the all of the offense and all of the big linemen are seniors. So this is a well-seasoned group of guys on this Northstar team, and they've been playing together for quite a while.
Next week, if you're looking ahead, Kerbinsville will be back at home against Mount Union, and Mount Union will always be a tough opponent regardless. So Brad Soffy, Kerbinsville coach, second year. Shane Smith, Northstar coach, first year. And we'll return with more information and tonight's kickoff between the Tide and the Cougars in 90 seconds.